Let's switch off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting with a filmmaker who never stops and he's busy as ever. Tell us about Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott is as busy as ever. And I don't know, did you spot the pictures this week of Paul Mescal filming in his Gladiator outfit?
Good.
As the first pictures that have sort of been released for him. And they were picked up at what seems to be a reshoot or potentially pickups for the film that they were shooting in the UK. And it's interesting because for a good while now, people have wanted to see something from the film because it's due out in November.
Yeah.
Now, it's not unusual to do pickups of a film, but what you did have is one of the other film star, Joseph Quinn, had been talking about, you know, working with Ridley Scott. And he was saying, you know, he uses 8 cameras to film many of the scenes and then he assembles it afterwards. But that he's been really dedicated to recreating some of the original sets. They even built them in the similar spots in Malta 25 years ago when they first shot there. But yeah, you're talking about the director. He's 86. He's been speaking to the Financial Times and he's been talking about future projects. And he says that he knows what his next 3 films are going to be.
Oh, I love it.
I know. Well, we do know one and potentially the other, and the other is kind of a secret. Mm-hmm. So the next one that's going to happen is the Bee Gees biopic.
Fantastic.
That, yeah, is about to start its casting. So that's perfect straight away, isn't it? You're going, yep, I'm in. The other one.
Gladiator of the Bee Gees, though. I love his choices. It's great.
Well, he just has this ability, doesn't he, to move from one project to the next. He does film fast. He edits together everything really fast. So I think that's where he's able to do it, but he must have great energy.
I hope I have his energy at 86 if I make it to that age. My goodness, incredible.
Unbelievable, isn't it? He's also thinking about doing a Western movie called Rats of the Broken Land. And this, Drew Goddard has penned the adaptation. I mean, it's based on a 2013 novel, the writer of which has done things like Bone Tomahawk and Dragged Across Concrete. But that is a kind of rumour. We're not sure, and he's not mentioning what the third film is. But as you say, the energy at 86,
it's amazing. Great. Good for him. Okay, we'll be keeping an eye on Gladiator 2 with our Paul Mescal. Meanwhile, some interesting casting news this week, Gareth. Tell us about Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, he's going to join up with Smile filmmaker Parker Finn. And this is on a remake of a 1981 psychological supernatural horror movie called Possession.
Mm-hmm.
This was set in Berlin. The original film was set in Berlin and a young Sam Neill starred in it as a spy who returns home from the field to his wife and son. But the wife soon asks for a divorce and the couple descend into a destructive cycle of infidelity and neglect. Things get even crazier when there's a murder, doppelgangers, and even an alien creature, which explains why someone like A24 is potentially interested in the project. There's a bit of a bidding war going on at the moment, but the new version is said to be a little bit out there, but also to have strong commercial potential. So Finn is attached to write and direct it. Pattinson's also producing the film as well. So I think when you have a filmmaker who did Smile, and he's actually in production on a sequel of Smile at the moment, which was a huge hit of 2022, you can see why that one does descend into a little bit of a horror supernatural feel.
Okay, more casting news this afternoon. Tell us about The Prince.
The Prince is going to have Nicolas Cage, J.K. Simmons, Giancarlo Esposito, Andy Garcia and Scott Hayes all starring in it, and it has just begun production. Now, Pulitzer Prize winner and Oscar nominee David Mamet has penned the script for the film, which chronicles an addict's sort of odyssey through the high-stakes world of power, pleasure and pain on a transformative journey towards recovery. According to multiple sources, the project is partly inspired by Hunter Biden, that's Joe Biden's son, whose history, of course, of drug and alcohol abuse is well documented. Now, Hayes is set to be seen on the screen next in a film that played at Cannes. That was Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American saga. So Cameron Van Hoy is directing the project. No word on a potential release date as of yet.
Interesting one. Now you you've some TV news. We're going to the smaller screen.
We are going to the smaller screen. And we did mention him last week, and that was Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
And he's in the news again. Obviously, his agents are very busy at the moment.
Following the Oscar nomination,
exactly.
Yes.
He's set to play a villain in the next sort of upcoming Star Trek series called Star Trek Starfleet Academy. So he's going to have a recurring guest role in this. Now, he's joining someone who was already announced in the cast, and that's Holly Hunter, who's going to be a series regular as the Academy's captain and chancellor. Mm-hmm. Now, all that's known about Giamatti's character is going to be a little bit bad and have a sinister connection to the past of one of the core set of the yet-to-be-cast cadets. So this series unfolds in the 32nd century setting and is going to have one of the largest sets ever constructed for a Star Trek series with a two-story huge atrium that they are building. So the series is going to chronicle the lives of the cadets of the Starfleet Academy as they train for a career on board a starship helping preserve the United Federation of Planets.
Very good. Now, we're staying with the small screen, but this is a remake of a film, right?
A remake of a film. So if you remember 1997, Francis Ford Coppola directed The Rainmaker, which was based on a John Grisham 1995 novel. And that movie starred, I mean, it had a great cast in it. Matt Damon, Claire Danes, John Voight, Danny DeVito, Mickey Rourke, Danny Glover, Roy Scheider. I mean, what a cast.
Yeah.
But as you rightly say, it's going to be turned into a TV series. Jason Blum from Blumhouse is behind it, as are Lionsgate. And Grisham is going to serve as an executive producer. Hmm. So basically in the series, you're going to have a young, fresh out of law school, Rudy, who goes head to head with courtroom lion Leo Drummond, as well as his law school girlfriend. And then Rudy, along with his boss, uncover two connected conspiracies surrounding the mysterious death of their client's son. So popular book, it was a good film as well. So we'll see what they can do with the TV series.
Very good. Now, Kate Winslet, a fantastic actor. And of course, she's been wowing on the smaller screen of late. She's teaming up with Todd Haynes.
She is, yeah. And if you remember, he did direct Mildred Pierce that she starred in. And that was for HBO. And this is who they're going working with again on a project called Trust, which is currently in development. So it's an adaptation of the Pulitzer Prize winning 2023 novel by Hernán Díaz. And in a story told from multiple competing perspectives, a 1920s Wall Street tycoon amasses a sudden fortune, but loses a beloved wife. And then decades later, he attempts to control the narrative of his life. They're undone by a biographer who uncovers the ultimate secrets of this legendary marriage. John Raymond is going to co-write the project, and he and Haynes are going to both serve as executive producers alongside Winslet as well. May December was the last film from Todd Haynes that did quite well. And as you mentioned, Kate Winslet on the small screen, I mean, you had Mayor of Easttown, which I've seen a few rumours about that they might be looking at doing another season of that. And then she starred earlier this year in The Regime.
Let us go to trailer watch. I think there was only one trailer you could pick this week.
Yeah, I mean, and this a trailer that'll just bring a smile to your face. It's the third Paddington film, which is titled Paddington in Peru.
Dear Aunt Lucy, I have very important news. We're coming to visit you. The Browns are coming to Peru.
Get ready, everyone! He's coming!
Oh, what a handsome boat.
Hola!
Smooth, strong, easy on the eye, and that's just the boat. Voila!
Aunt Lucy!
Paddington, we're here!
Yes, that is Paddington in Peru. I think most people will feel that Paddington 2 was so amazing that it's, I mean, and to have such a successful sequel. Now, round three, it definitely has its moments, but without Hugh Grant, I'm not sure we have new cast members. What are you thinking?
Yeah, you do. You have Antonia Banderas, Olivia Colman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Imelda Staunton is providing the voice of Aunt Lucy, and you do have the returning regulars like Hugh Bonneville and Julie Walters. Emily Mortimer takes over the role of Mrs. Brown as well. It's hard to know, and it's a difficult one to follow, isn't it? Because they had such success with the two of them. A different director here as well. Paul King steps to one side. Dougal Wilson is in the director's chair for this. It was shot in London, Peru and Colombia. And it's simply an adventure where, you know, he travels to Peru with the Brown family in tow and he's trying to find his Aunt Lucy. It's going to be in UK cinemas and Ireland first. So November 8th is when it's coming out before they get it in the States. They're not getting it till January in the States.
Oh, interesting.
So there you go. Yeah. Paddington in Peru.
Okay. Yeah. That is Paddington in Peru. Let's go to a lot to get through. Movies on the big screen this weekend, and we're starting with Inside Out 2.
Hey, hey, what are you doing?
All right, she's all set.
Set with what?
Orange? Who made the console orange?
Do I look orange?
I didn't touch it.
Orange is not my color.
Not me.
Hello? Ah! Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety. Where can I put my stuff?
A new emotion. Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. We wanted to make such a good first impression.
What do you mean, we?
Yes, Garrett, speaking of sequels, we have Inside Out 2 on the big screen this weekend.
I always find it curious with the likes of these Pixar movies because it takes them a long time to make them and your audience has grown up and now you come along with a sequel and you've got to find probably essentially a new audience and hoping that the audience that did like it first time round, and it was great when it first came out.
Yeah.
So in this one, they're introducing a new emotion to Riley's head, which is anxiety, and then adding to the cast as well with the likes of Maya Hawke. So, you know, always good from Pixar, and who were interestingly this week as well said they're not interested in turning any of their animation projects into live action, such as the trend that has happened.
Yeah, interesting.
Recently.
Well, you know, as you said, the audience is growing up and young Riley has grown up too. So she is a teenager in this, and it's this sort of transition time between, you know, heading into high school and her friendships and what she's at. And so basically they're capturing puberty with both wit and sensitivity. I must say, I really liked the new characters, especially Anxiety. Great addition. I thought the message of the film was clear, well handled, some great voiceover work, some very funny moments. Not always entertaining. It dragged a little bit for me. I don't think it's quite classic Pixar, but they are certainly back on form, and it's a nice one for the family this weekend. That is Inside Out 2. What else have we, Garrett?
Yeah, we have a good lot to mention. We've got Ama Gloria. This is about a six-year-old Chloe loves her Nana Gloria more than anything. And when Gloria must return to Cape Verde to care for her own children, the two must make the most of their last summer together.
Okay.
We've also got The Beast. And this is said in the near future, artificial intelligence is in control of everybody's lives and human emotions are perceived as a threat. Gabrielle, played by Léa Seydoux, decides to purify her DNA in a machine that will plunge her into her past lives and rid of all her strong feelings. She then meets Lewis, played by George MacKay, and feels a powerful connection to him, and they circle each other through time, and their story sort of spans three distinct periods. That's called The Beast. We've also got Sasquatch Sunset. This is a year in the life of a unique family, captures their daily lives. It's sort of a Bigfoot story with an interesting cast here. Riley Keough stars in it. You've got Jesse Eisenberg and acclaimed directors David and Nathan Zellner in the director's chair here. Do check out the trailer first. It'll kind of paint a picture for you as to what that movie is about. So that's on the big screen. Arcadian, part of which was filmed in Ireland, is about a father and his twin teenage sons who fight to survive in a remote farmhouse at the end of the world. And you've got Nicolas Cage starring in this movie. And then Freud's Last Session has Anthony Hopkins and Matthew Good starring in a movie where Freud invites iconic author C.S. Lewis to debate the existence of God and his unique relationship with his daughter and Lewis's unconventional relationship with his best friend's mother. That's called Freud's Last Session. Two more to mention. Treasure is about an American journalist, Ruth, who travels to Poland with her father, Edek, to visit his family childhood places. But Edek, a Holocaust survivor, resists reliving his trauma and sabotages the trip, creating unintentionally funny situations. Lena Dunham and Stephen Fry.
Yeah.
Starring in Treasure. And then finally, Unsung Hero. This is David Smallbone's music company. It collapses. He moves his family from Australia to the United States to search for a brighter future, and struggling to make ends meet, the couple soon realise the talents of their children, who go on to become two of the most successful acts in contemporary Christian music. like. That's your selection this week.
Very good. What about a TV movie for us?
I liked this movie. It's a heavy drama, but it's very well told. So Colm, a 40-something husband and father of two, is a manager at Dublin's Docks. After the death of his dad, Colm's life is turned upside down and things go from bad to worse when he's made redundant. It's directed here by Peter Mackey Burns. It stars Tom Von Lawler in the lead role. Tom Glenn Kearney and Monica Dolan star as well. It's called Rialto and it's written by Mark O'Halloran. I highly recommend it. It's a good watch, and it's on RT1 tonight, and it's on late. It's on at 11:45, but worth staying up for.
Absolutely. Tom Von Lawler, great as always in the lead role there. That's Rialto, RT1, 11:45 tonight. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.